I want to talk about shadows today. Shadows. Shadows. We have what we call shadows of doubt. They say beyond a shadow of doubt. Beyond a shadow of doubt. James 1:17. James chapter 1, verse 17. Let's begin from 16. James chapter 1, verse 16. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good and every perfect gift is from above. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Every good and every perfect gift is from above. There is nothing good and there is nothing perfect that comes from below. Every good and every perfect gift is from above. No matter how good looking it looks like, if it is not from above, it is not good and it is not perfect. It comes down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning, with whom there is no shadow of doubt, and there is no repenting, with whom there is no changing. Whoever he has blessed, he has blessed. And so, the way we deal with the shadow of doubt, it is to know that what God has given us is good and perfect. The word says, if it is too good to be true, is what? That is not a verse in the Bible. That is not Jesus who said that. If it is too good to be true, it probably is. We have one who gives us good things and who gives us perfect things. There are things that the world allows us that we begin to doubt good things and we believe bad things. We have the Father of lights, and in him there is no shadow of doubt. And he is the one who gives us every good and perfect gift. And I want to say this because there are people who believe in evil more than good. Someone told me that my life, I feel like it's a rubber band. Every good day I have, I feel like that rubber band is stretching. If I have another good day, I feel like that rubber band is stretching even more. And the more people do good things, the more good luck I find, the more I know that the rubber band is stretching. Because at some point, it is gonna snap, and I'm gonna pay for every good thing that I've been enjoying. And they are believers. And so she told me that when bad things happen, I feel actually relieved. Because there's nothing else worse that can happen. Amen. And so there are people you will bless, and they begin wondering, what is your motive? What do you want? And so many of us cannot even receive the grace of God because we are suspicious of why God would allow his son to die for us. We have been made to suspect good acts and believe evil. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. It comes from above. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. And what happens is we highlight the bad and we have found ourselves ignoring the good. And so you can fast 7 days and then you eat on the 8th day. And then you're like, well, that fasting was all useless. Instead of seeing that you have actually given a sacrifice for 7 days, you take it that you have messed everything good by one day. God has given us good and perfect gift. May the Lord remove from us the shadow of doubt. May the Lord remove from us the shadow of suspicion from the good that He has given us. Some of us cannot accept good friends because we have been taught to watch out for haters. There's so many haters and fakers, and then they are told, the Lord will fight all your enemies, the Lord will fight all your haters and all of those things. Not everybody who smiles at you is your friend. And so eventually your mind hears, everybody who smiles at you is not your friend. And so we become suspicious, and we have rejected the good and the perfect gifts that are coming from the Father. May the Lord remove doubts from our hearts. May the Lord remove the shadow of suspicions from our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because there are things that God wants to bless you with. But we are suspicious of God's generosity. We are suspicious of what God is doing. The Bible says He's the one who blesses. His blessing makes rich and adds no sorrow. Amen. And He is able to remove all that is not supposed to be in your life. And if they are in your life, they are there for good. They are there to bless you or to teach you. That's fine. In either way, they have been allowed there by God. Amen? Amen. Every good and every perfect gift comes from above, with whom there is no shadow of turning. Or the shadow of doubt. I want to talk about the shadow of death. You know Psalm 23? Psalm 23 verse 4. It says, yes, though I walk through the shadow of death, the valley of the shadow of death. And we might stay a little bit here. The valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So I want you to note that, and then we'll go to Job 12, verse 22. I want us to see what this valley is. Job 12, verse 22. We have several scriptures here. In the book of Job, he talks a lot about the valley of the shadow of death. Job 12, 22, he uncovers deep things out of darkness and brings the shadow of death to light. He brings the shadow of death to light. He does not bring the light to the shadow of death. He exposes the shadow of death to light. You may have just to write these things and then we'll tie them together. Job 34, 22. Job 34:22. There is no darkness, no shadow of death, where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. I want you to note that. There is no darkness, Job 34:22. There is no darkness and there is no shadow of death where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. And I want you to know that the shadow of death is where the workers of iniquity hide themselves. The workers of iniquity hide themselves in the shadow of death. All right. Job 20. Well, Psalm 107 verse 10. Those who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, bound in affliction and irons. Can be from 9, Psalm 107 verse 9. For He satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Those who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death. Now, you know that Jesus quotes this verse, and he says that those who sat in darkness have seen a great light. When Jesus comes and he goes through the cities of Israel, it is spoken of that those who sat in darkness have now seen a great light. Now, I want you to note here that there are people who actually don't just pass. Psalm 23 says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, there are people who actually sit in the shadow of death. There are people who have made that a dwelling place, who sit in the shadow of death. Amos chapter 5, verse 8. Amos chapter 5, verse 8. He made the Pleiades and Orion. He turns the shadow of death into morning. He turns the shadow of death into morning. And he makes the day dark as night. He calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out on the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. He turns the shadow of death into morning. That's where Job says, he brings the shadow of death to light. He exposes the places that are shadow of death in our lives and brings light. There are times we pass through the shadow of death. The Bible says in Psalm 23, I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil man because he is with me. There are places and times we go through the valley of the shadow of death, and his presence is there with us. His presence is with us, therefore we do not fear, and we are comforted by the Holy Spirit. But then there are places in our lives that are actual places of shadow of death. There are people in our lives who are sitting in shadows of death. There are people, there are things in our lives that are sitting in shadows of death. You don't know what is going on. Everywhere else is light. But there is a place where there is a shadow of death. There is a person, there is a brother, there is a sister. There is a mother, there is a father, there is an auntie. And when you look at that light, it is a light that is in the shadow of death. The Bible says that he is the one who brings the shadows of death to light. And I want to declare to you today that there are places and things that have been sitting in the shadows of death, and God is bringing them to light in the mighty name of Jesus. That there are things that have been taken captive in affliction. There are things that have been taken captive by demonic oppressions. There are things that cannot be found. And the Lord Jesus is bringing them to the light. He is making the place of the shadow of death to come to morning in the mighty name of Jesus. There are places we look into our lives and we hope nobody ever finds out. That nobody ever finds out that that's my brother. Nobody ever finds out that that's my mom. Nobody ever finds out that that's how my life looks like. There are places that are shadows of death. There are places that are shadows that they sit in darkness. And today, he is saying, I am bringing those places to light. And those shadows will disappear. In the book of Songs of Solomon, 2 verse 17 and 4 verse 6. Songs of Solomon. We can read from 14. Songs of Solomon 2:14. O my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the cliff, let me see your face, let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely. And so this is Christ inviting the church for intimacy. This is Christ inviting the church for intimacy. He's saying, I want to see your face. I want to know you. I want to walk with you. There are places and things that Jesus is inviting you to. But then there are places where we have shadows of death. There are places where we do not feel that we are ready for intimacy. And so verse 15, he says, catch us the foxes. The little foxes have spoiled the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. These are now people. These are, when you see up there, it says her brothers. Her brothers are telling her, you need to deal with this first before you come and answer the call of the beloved. There are religions and things and people who are crying out to you and telling you, you have not done this, you have not done the other, go and catch the foxes. And yet the beloved has only asked for you. The beloved has only asked for you. All Jesus ever wanted was you. All the Father ever wanted was you. But then there are brothers who are shouting in the ear of this woman, who are shouting in the ear of those who are loved by God. And they are saying, you are not right. You are still smoking. You are still drinking. You have not solved that. You have not solved the other. But the beloved is saying, you are my beloved. Come to me. I am the one who can fix that stuff. Religion says, fix yourself and come back and come to God. God is saying, come and I will fix everything. Come on, that's a place to say amen.
Amen.
Religion says, go clean yourself and come to God. Jesus says, come and I will make you holy. Come and I will make you righteous. They are talking about foxes. The lover is asking for the face. I want to see your face. I want to know you. I know there are things that you want to deal with. I know there are things you have not dealt with. But come, 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 my beloved. Come, my beloved. It is you that I want. It is you that I want. Let me hear your voice. Let me see your face. And the brothers, these are the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they say, who sinned? Go fix your life. He is eating with the tax collectors and the prostitutes. And Jesus says, I did not come for the whole. I came for the sick. I did not come for the clean. I came for those who are messed up. I have come that they may have life. And then the lover says, my beloved is mine and I am his. He feeds his flock among the lilies. When she accepts the invitation for love, when she accepts the invitation for love, my beloved is mine and I am his. I'm not going to worry about foxes right now. Let the brothers go do that. I'm not going to worry about what is not done yet. I'm not going to worry about what is not finished yet. I just want God. I don't understand about the tithing part. I don't understand about the baptism of things. But for now, I just want God. I am my beloved and my beloved is mine. That's all I know. I may not be able to pray in tongues. I may not be able to pray as much as they do. But all I want to know is I belong to God and God is mine. Hallelujah. That I belong to God and God is mine. I may not belong to a church. I may not be in their book of members. I may not be where they think I should be. But I am my beloved and the beloved is mine. That's all I need to know. The thief on the cross never gave tithe. The thief on the cross was never baptized. The thief on the cross never went on a mission. The thief on the cross never was an usher somewhere. But Jesus said, you shall be with me in paradise. I am my beloved and my beloved is not mine. We need to set down a baseline. That Jesus has called us to friendship with him. He has called us to be friends with him. Everything else comes out of that. Everything else should come out of that. Serving God comes out of our relationship with Jesus. Then she says to her beloved, until the day breaks, and the shadows flee away. I want to declare that you are mine. I will say this, that you are mine. You are mine. Because you are the only one who can take the shadows in my heart and let the dawn break and the shadows disappear. Amen. There are people hiding. And they say, I will never declare Jesus until my life is fixed. Because it's always the voice of the brothers who are talking about the foxes. But when she declares the beloved is mine, then she knows that the day will break and the shadows will disappear. The day will break and the shadows will disappear. And I want to declare over our lives today that the day is breaking and the shadows are disappearing. Amen. The day is breaking and the shadows are disappearing. Amen. The things you thought you could never break, the shame you thought could never be destroyed, the things you thought could never be dealt with, the day is breaking and the shadows are disappearing. The day is breaking and the shadows are disappearing. And the day, it says, and be like a gazelle upon, or a stag upon the mountains, or better. I wanted to show you what the day looks like. I mentioned, same thing is mentioned in Songs of Solomon 4:6. It talks about the day breaks and the shadows flee. I will go my way to the mountain of Marah and the hill of frankincense. So he's talking about, now she's talking about worship. I will respond to the love that I've been shown. I will respond to this love when this day breaks upon me and the shadows begin disappearing. But this is not something I can do by myself. This is not something I can do by trying. He must allow his light to break on me and the shadows disappear. You can try to fix yourself. You can make resolution upon resolution. Every Sunday you can say, this is the day I will pray like I've never prayed before. This is the day I will fast and do this. But until the day breaks on you and the shadows disappear, you will keep finding yourself in never-ending cycles of defeat. Because you are not going to do it yourself. I am the Lord, he says, who makes you holy. I am the Lord who makes you holy. Come and declare that the beloved is mine. I am my beloved and the beloved is mine. And he will make you holy. He will purify you. And you'll be able to bring myrrh. And you'll be able to bring frankincense. And you'll be able to bring us acceptable worship to him. But you cannot do that until the day breaks on you. Hallelujah. The Lord just dropped something in my heart about the day. Job 38. Job 38, verse 12. The Lord is speaking to Job about his power. He's talking to Job about his power. And he tells him this. Have you commanded the morning? Have you commanded the morning since your days began? And caused the dawn to know its place. To command the morning and to cause the dawn to know its place. That it might take hold of the earth. This one I might need sugar. Thank you, Pastor Sitch. Have you commanded the morning and caused the dawn to know its place? That it may take the earth by the edges, may take a hold of the earth, and the wicked be shaken out of it. This is what the morning does. Jesus is called the bright and the morning star. When he enters your life, when you allow him to rule over you, he can take the life that you're living. He can take the earth that surrounds you and shake the wicked out of it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Or you can go and start looking for the wicked in your life. Or you can ask him to command the morning in your life to shake the wicked out of it. And the Bible says, the next verse says, it takes the form of a clay. The earth has folds in it. The earth has folds. There are places you cannot find. There are places that are hidden like the valley of the shadow of death. It is only morning. It is only the morning. It is only the morning when we realize that God has called us to be like Him and to take the to command the day and to command the morning, to shake, to hold the earth by the edges, and to shake the wicked out of it. Bible says it takes on the form like clay under a seal and stands out like a garment. From the wicked, their light is withheld, and their priest arm is broken. The earth is full of faults. Those who have flown, they know that there are all kinds of faults on earth. Our lives, we have all kinds of faults that the wicked can hide under. Or you can simply call morning and say, let the light now shake every shadow. Shake every wicked from every shadow where the iniquity and the men of wickedness hide from my life in the name of Jesus. And I declare over your life that morning is breaking over you. And the Lord is revealing and removing all the men of iniquity, all the people that are wicked. That the more that the Lord is holding your life and He is shaking like a garment all the wicked from it in the name of Jesus. Amen. You don't need to know their number. You don't need to know what they are planning. You don't need to know where they live. You don't need to know their motive. But the Lord is shaking them out of your life. Every single person who has been sent with a wicked intent, the Lord is shaking them out of your life by the work of the morning, the work of the day in the name of Jesus. Now, I want to talk about the shadow of protection. Shadow of protection. Psalm 91. Psalm 91, verse 1. Psalm 91, verse 1. This is the good kind of shadow. Psalm 91, verse 1. It's written by Moses. And he had been covered by God. Moses had seen the cloud by day that covered the Israelites from the sun striking them in the wilderness. There was a pillar of cloud that followed them. And Moses is talking about this cloud. He says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There are several things we can talk about this. Psalm 17, verse 8. Psalm 17, verse 8. And then we will tie it together. Psalm 17, verse 8. The Bible says, keep me as the apple of your eye, hide me under the shadow of your wings. Keep me as the apple of your eye, which means let me be near you. Let me be precious to you. Let me be precious to you. And let my life be hidden by you. But then, in protection, there is the protection of God under His shadow. And then there's other protections we find in Isaiah chapter 30. Isaiah chapter 30. Verse 1. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 1. Woe to the rebellious children, says the Lord, who take counsel but not of me. Amen. Who take counsel but not of me. Who look for advice, but not from me. Who tell their problems, but not to me. Who seek for help, but not my help. Woe to the rebellious children who will do anything but seek the hand of God. It says, who devise plans, but not of my spirit. They devise plans, but those plans are not of my spirit. I have not orchestrated that. I have not taught them that. I have not led them in that direction. Woe to those who are looking for how to increase the grades of their kids, how to help their children, how to raise children, and they are looking for books and God did not direct them. They are looking for ways and the Spirit of the living God has not directed them. There is a shadow of his wing, and then there's this other shadow here. He says, who devise plans but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. They may add sin to sin. Meaning, they are adding the fact that they are rebellious. They are also adding that the fact that they will not come to me for help. The Lord is a jealous God. Amen?
Amen.
Have you committed your ways to him? Have you committed your pain, your shame, your fears, all of those things to him? Have you asked him for a plan? Have you asked him to lead you? What is the business plan for 2022? What is the ministry plan? They sit down. The Bible says, they walk down to Egypt and have not asked my advice, verse 2, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. To trust in the shadow of Egypt. So there is a shadow of protection and provision in the living God. Those that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And then there's these rebellious people who choose Egypt as their shadow, who choose to stick under the wisdom and the shadow of the Egyptians. Their help, their hope is in idols. And so, he says, therefore the strength of Pharaoh shall be their shame. And your trust in the shadow of Egypt shall be your humiliation. You belong to God. Say, I belong to God.
I belong to God.
Say, I belong to God.
I belong to God.
God fights your battles. God protects you. God provides for you. Do not go down to Egypt to look for help. Because this is not about you. It is about God. It is about God. And so whoever you go to ask help from, they have a God. And when you go to ask for help, you are submitting yourself under their God. Have you asked God? Have you asked God? And he told you, go there. Have you asked God? Have you told him this is your business? Before you ask other people, how do I do business? Is he the one leading you? Woe to them, because their Egypt will be their humiliation. And their seeking of Egypt will be their shame. Because the shadow of Egypt shall be their humiliation. The Lord is our strong tower. The Lord is our strong tower. What makes you sleep at peace at night? What makes you feel at peace at night? Is it the money in your bank account? Is it because you just graduated? Is it because you know your job has a good market? Or is it that you belong to God? What gives you peace at night? Is it $1 million in the account? Or is it your hope in the living God? Chapter 31 also goes with the same idea. Chapter 31, verse 1. It says, woe to those who go down to Egypt and rely on horses, and who trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong, but who do not look to the Holy One of Israel, nor seek the Lord. Have you sought the Lord? Have you asked him for help? Have you actually asked God to help you? And then he says something in verse 2. Yet the Almighty is also wise, and he will bring disaster. He will not call back his words, but will rise against the house of evildoers and against the help of those who work iniquity. He will rise against the help of those who work iniquity. Now, Egyptians, they are men and not God, and their horses are flesh and not spirit. When the Lord stretched out his hand, both he who helps will fall, and he who is helped will fall down. They will all perish together. He is telling them, you actually bring bad luck to Egypt. Egypt was happy. Egypt was fine until you started bothering them. Some of us are the ones who are bringing trouble like Jonah to people we are seeking for their help. Stop it. Look to the Lord. He is your help. He is your shadow. He is your present help in times of need. Okay, I will not go too deep with that. Mm-hmm. But there are people who are bringing down businesses because you are a Jonah. You are not supposed to be there. You are supposed to be looking to God. And you have come to attach yourself looking to help from someone. He says the Almighty is also wise. He'll bring down the horse and the rider. He'll bring the one who helps and the one who is helping. All right. Colossians 2:17. There's a lot about shadows. Colossians 2:17. Let's begin from 16. Let no one judge you. Let no one judge you in food or in drink, in regarding a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath. Let nobody judge you. Let nobody tell you you're going to judge the wrong day. You did not observe Passover. You did not observe this and the other. Or you did not visit Israel. Or you did not support Israel. Or we do not do this and the other. Let nobody judge you in that stuff, which are a shadow of things to come. The substance is Christ. All these things are done in the Old Testament, the ceremonial things. They are a shadow of things to come. The substance is Jesus. You have the right thing. Stop chasing shadows. Amen? There are people who are living the Bible backward. There are people who are living the Bible backward. You have Jesus. You no longer need a prayer show. I apologize. If you have a prayer show, that's fine. But you don't need it. You can carry this. If you are cold.
Holy water.
You don't need holy water. The substance is Jesus.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. You don't need to go to Israel unless it's a tourism. You might as well go to Italy. Or command. The substance is Jesus. Amen. You are the holy ground. There is no other holy ground. You are the holy ground. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. The living God dwells in you. You and the people like you, wherever they step, that place is holy ground. The substance is Jesus. The substance is Jesus. Wondering if I should deal with this right now. Israel was fighting with Palestine, and a lot of people were standing with Israel on Facebook. Do you know there are Christians in Palestine? Do you know there are Christians in Palestine? Do you know Palestinians get saved? Mm-hmm. Huh? How many of you have time for this? But the Bible says the church has been connected to the Israel of God. You have been crafted in. If you pray for Israel, pray for Jordan, pray for Iraq, pray for Iran. There is no special blessing for praying for Israel that has not come for praying for Tanzania.
That's right.
Jesus has died for the whole world. Amen? The substance is Christ. If you stand with France, stand with the Philippines. If you stand with Kenya, stand with Mexico. If you stand with Nicaragua, stand with India. The world, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Amen?
Amen.
You are not a better Christian for standing with Israel. Amen. It doesn't make you a better Christian. It's not bad to stand with Israel, but you could simply be standing with Djibouti and it will still be fine. Because all the nations of the world now must come to Jesus. Jesus is the substance. Jesus is the substance. Jesus is the substance. Kingdom of God has come. And by the way, not all Jews are Jews. That's Romans 2. Not all Jews are Jews. There are some who rejected Jesus and crucified the King of Glory. And then there are those who received him, and to them he gave the power to be called the children of God. It is not Jews by genealogy or by birth. It is Jews by faith. Those who have the same faith of Abraham, those are the Jews. They are the seed of faith. Amen? And so he says, let no one cheat you, verse 18, of your reward, taking delight in false humility and worship of angels. And worship of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, not holding fast to the head, which is Jesus, from whom all the body nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments, grow with the increase that is from God. Therefore, if you died with Christ from the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourself to regulations? Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle. Which all concern things which perish with using, according to the commandments and doctrines of men. These things indeed have an appearance of wisdom and self-imposed religion. They have an appearance of wisdom and self-imposed religion. It seems like they are going somewhere, but they have a wisdom. It seems like they know something that you do not. But it says they are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. Jesus is the substance. Leave the shadows alone. Amen. Jesus is the substance. You have died the basic principles and the philosophies and the doctrines of men. In Christ, you have risen up to the new life. You put discipline to your body, not so you can become holy. You put discipline for your body so you can do the work of the Spirit. But otherwise, blowing the trumpet and covering yourself with a prayer whatever day it is, does not make you a better Christian. Jesus is the substance. Whoever has Jesus has everything. Whoever does not have Jesus has nothing. Let me say that again. Whoever has Jesus has everything. Whoever has no Christ has nothing. Without me, Jesus says, you can do nothing. Because I am the life, I am the truth, and I am the way. Nobody can come to the Father but by me. And the Pharisees were angry, and the Jews were mad, and they crucified Jesus, the King of glory. And that is where the Gentiles have come in. And now the nations of the world belong to God. Amen.
Amen.
The nations of the world belong to God. If people want to tour a holy place, they can come to your house. Say amen.
Amen.
You should be charging people to come to your house to drink holy water from your sink.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
If they want a handkerchief, you can cut your bed sheet and give them one by one.
Yes.
They will be healed wherever they go. Because you live in a holy house.
Yes.
Whatever I touch is holy. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
If they want to tour a holy ground, you can give them your pictures. I apologize, this is on Facebook. This is because the Bible says in Acts chapter 5 verse 15. Acts chapter 5 verse 15. It says, and they also brought the sick and laid them by the road, that at least the shadow of Peter.
Yes.
Amen. See, I told you, your house, your shadow. These are holy things. The shadow of Peter passing might fall on some of them. Some even brought handkerchiefs that he would pray on them and they receive healing. You are a holy nation. Right? You are the holy nation. I just finished telling you that. If people want to tour the holy nation and the holy land, invite them. I am the holy nation. I am the royal priesthood. I am the peculiar race. I am the chosen race. A people called by God. And they would bring them and lay them on the road. Perchance that when Peter's shadow would touch them. And I declare that even over you, things you didn't know were happening around you, that when you enter into a place, your presence will change that place in the mighty name of Jesus. That every part of you, every single part of your life, whenever you touch it, whoever comes in contact with it, their lives will be changed in the mighty name of Jesus. Because you have known him who is a substance. The substance is Jesus. Because you have left the shadows of the things in the old covenant, now your own shadow becomes powerful to change the atmosphere in the lives of the people around you. Say amen.
Amen.
You are a holy nation. You are a royal priesthood. You are the chosen generation. You are the peculiar race. Amen. You are not Kenyan. You are born in Kenya. You're not Kikuyu. You are a peculiar race. We don't know the name of this race yet. We just know it's peculiar. It's a peculiar race. It's not human. You're not human in race. You are a different race. Called to show forth the glory of God, who called them out of darkness, out of shadows, into his light. That by you, these things that are in shadows might come to the light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so we are calling forth everything that is in the shadow of death to be brought to the light in the name of Jesus. Because you are the light of the world. Because you are the light of the world. Even your shadow is also light. Even your shadow is also light. Amen.
Amen.
Someone asked me, Pastor, I hear there are people who can take your clothes and go do witchcraft on them. I hear there are people who can take your hair and go do witchcraft on it. And I said, let them take it. They will bring it very quick. Let them do it. That will be the end of that witchcraft convention. If my hair gets into that convention, they will curse the day. They will fire that witch. And so I invite them, take it. Take it. And see the Father will break out there. Amen?
Amen.
Because I have the substance of Christ and everything around me, I am a holy nation. And everyone and everything around me, they are blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Stop worrying about the wicked. Command the day to shake them. Amen. Command the morning. Shake the wicked out of this family. Shake the wicked out of this city. Shake the wicked. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's all stand.